Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, by the way, they are still married. Their divorce is lingering out there because they're fighting over who gets to keep their $67 million French estate.
Oh.
They announced their split now back in 2016, but they bought this place together before they even got married. Angelina rejected the $10 million lump sum payment from him for it. Because, you know, they probably should split it somehow.
Yeah.
Or buy the other one out. Now it has a farm, a vineyard, a chapel.
Can we call it what it is? It's a castle.
Yes, it is. It's yes. Yes, it's an estate, Morty. Yes, it is. Yeah, it has a recording studio. Yeah.
Brad Pitt's music career.
Yeah, no, actually, Pink Floyd has used it. Sting has used it. Several other artists, they've used it. They go there and they record.
Don't be a smart.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a castle.
Brad Pitt doesn't sing, so hush up. It's a castle with a recording studio.
That's why I love having no money.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have to go through that petty kind of stuff.
I know. I got nothing. What do you need from me? I got nothing. I got duct tape. You need that? I got that.
Or an edger.
Yes.
You've got the edger now.
Bridget Marquardt and Holly Madison, they did their seance.
Oh.
To raise
Hugh
Hefner from the dead, which I'm sure they had to do while he was still alive.
Okay.
They did indeed contact Hugh.
What?
This is the best kept secret. Yeah. Now, Holly Madison and Hugh Hefner had a rocky history while she was in the Playboy Mansion. But Bridget says Holly was totally okay, you know, with doing the seance. They say during the seance, Holly did learn that Hef periodically checks in on her still from the spirit world.
Wow.
But she's happy to know that he still cares about her.
Oh, good.
They said nothing crazy happened. You know, the chandeliers weren't jingling and no drapes weren't flying about.
No seance freaky stuff happening.
No, they just got some of the answers that they wanted.
Well, that's good.
From Hef. So, gosh, that was really hidden under the rug, wasn't it?
Well, if he's checking on her, he's checking on every other Playboy bunny.
I'm sure he probably is.
Well, that's a busy day for a dead person.
Over the weekend, I met one from the 90s over the weekend, and very interesting. I mean, her experience was great. Had a blast. It was interesting.
Claire Sinclair, she's here, right, in town?
I think so.
Isn't she one of them,
too? There's a couple of them that live here in town.
I wonder if he's checking on them,
a couple of them. Yeah, I know. Yeah, sure.
That's
creepy.
But
then the other ones are kind of like, yeah, whatever.
That should keep you busy for a couple of minutes, Morty.
Yeah. She was basically saying, for as much fun as it was also that boring at times, too. And Toto, their 40th anniversary tour ended last week. Steve Lukather says that's the last you're going to see of the band, and certainly the end of this configuration of Toto. He said, I'm not saying I'm never going to play this music again, but I can tell you this version of Toto is dead. He said it's been tough being on the road. We've had illness. We've had lawsuits because of who can do music, who can't, all of that stuff. So he said, this is it for that version.
It's all done.
And for a very long time.
Wow, too bad.
Ever. I know, it is too bad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.